Next question is, learning how many hours a day justifies learning in Kail? This is a very, very sensitive issue. You know, we always talked about two different levels of the people today in Kail. So, you know, the higher levels type of learning often 10 to 12 hours a day, and the lower level, do not be shocked if I tell you if I tell you he's learning an hour and a half a day, and I'm being generous. I'm being very generous with that statement of an hour and a half a day. Because we're not talking about when he's just motzi mismanaged. We're talking about when he's focused and when he's concentrating and he's giving it his kayach. We're talking about very much learning. Very often, these guys of Sug Beis, they first come in late, then they first go here and first go there and show us a little bit in the coffee, and then, you know, whatever, until they sit down, then he's trying to handle a little bit, and then pretty quickly after they manage to handle a little bit, they sort of did their learning for the day and they're sort of freer, and then they see a song go up, Chas V'Shalom, there's going to be a sheet today, so then that they can pack out already, and they don't want to walk out Chas V'Shalom right when the Roshi was coming in, so maybe you have to, I mean, you can, if you start cutting and getting very tough, and including all the spacing out and all that, you start getting tough, an hour and a half a day would be a lot. Now, if a person is learning an hour and a half a day, it still justifies learning in Kail to some degree, not for 18 years. But he definitely, these meditators are part of something, and being in Kail is a ocean nitzri for them, based on who the chaverim are, and based on being nitzel from the gas that there is in Kail. Like Rabbi Seina taught us that the yeshivas are mivtzar, not just in the p'china of the mishkan, that a person can steig more and more, but also in the p'china of the teva, that it's matzal you from all the terrible influences that are around. That a person, if he wants to live a life of a teva, has to remain in yeshiva to a certain amount of time. If it's 27, 28, 30, you know, the details I can't tell you exactly. I think it varies from, you know, but he should be in touch with his yeshiva. How long? But hanging around the yeshiva is Eicha Gevaldike Madrega that justifies staying in Kail to some degree. And if the person's just going to say, well, listen, I only learn an hour and a half a day and I don't have it in me to learn more, and then go out to work at age 22, we're not going to have even the Sug Beis Ben Teira. The Sug Beis Ben Teira is somebody that believes in learning, tries to learn, and Megadol Banav Teira, supports Teira, he does a lot of good things, and for that itself, to develop and nurture that, it needs years and years as a stay in yeshiva. But the push to the Mizmah, even though he's taking money from others and all that, you know, again, you're going to ruin the system if you say it's only for the Yechidim and Aliyah. But each person has to ask his Rebbe, his yeshiva, someone who has a maris, and someone that he can't fool and knows exactly what he's up to get advice and guidance as to how long he should do that, especially what is the alternative. If he's not going to go into the secular world, let's say he's planning to become a Rebbe, then his yeshiva might tell him to go at 24, if you can get that job. It really depends where he's going to be going otherwise, like what is his program. But I must tell you that a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, I had the opportunity of talking with Rabbi Menachem Mintz, the Rav of the Coventry Keila. And he came to tell me, like as if he was telling me a horror story, that a man came to him and said to him, I don't learn that much. Does it justify being in Kail? So he says, I asked him, how much do you learn a day? And Rabbi Menachem was saying it over to me like a horror story. He said, 6 hours. And he puts his holy face in my face and says, does 6 hours justify learning a Kail? 6 hours a day, just learning 6 hours a day. And I didn't agree 100% to him. I thought a little bit the way I just told you. But it was just so horrific to him to be Malal Das that I had to fake it and play along and say, yeah, that's highly questionable. You know what I mean? Like, to him, it was like completely out of the pale that somebody should be Malal Daiti, that 6 hours a day justifies being a Kail. He should be working and learning 2 hours a day. Something to that effect is what he was telling me. So if you want his opinion, you got his opinion. But, you know, that's very scary. 6 hours, not very many. If you really get down to it, you know, when a person sits in Mishmash in 1 hour, how much is he learning? You know, there's a lot of spacing out, a lot of concentration, a lot of, you know, stam talking, even if you don't get into a big shmooze, but just stam hakarai. Meaning when the guy's busy covering himself. You know, I really thought earlier, by the way, yeah, first, no, the reason why I thought this is because all the shtusim, that's not the gay, it's like mayrid, and there's a disproportionate amount of the conversation and the sentences is all basically just covering your bases. That, yeah, I hadn't seen that part of the country. So no, but I was saying, yeah, it was coming from the much more. There's so much batola. If you get down to it, 6 hours is a high number. You know, but, you know, him be madrigosay, thought 6 hours was a horror story. So again, watch who you ask before you ask the Shaila. If you want to leave the Kaila, then you talk to him, but it's like, you got to watch, okay?